What do you tell him?
Well, the usual. In principle, you're busy, busy, but there's always next time.
Okay.
Well, what are you doing tonight?
Oh, gossiping for air, probably.
Well, if you want to come by the house, hang out...
That's nice of you, but I'll just mope around the hotel and try to get overtired enough to get some sleep before it's limo time.
Gotcha.
How long do they expect me to be around?
Well, there's a house up on Oak Pass someplace that Mike was thinking they could rent for you and you could maybe work out of there.
Hmm. We'll see. I'll have a margarita, please.
Adam Morris. Are you all by yourself?
Assuming you're not here, Jill, which, of course, I wish you were.
As it does.
You have all the necessary equipment, please. Will you join me in a margarita?
I shouldn't.
One more margarita, please. So, tell me everything, some of it. What can't you talk about that brings you to this happy oasis?
You know Norman I'm with now.
Siegel, I know of him. His little candle throws an increasingly powerful beam.
Albatross have brought us out here to do a picture. Only amber lit thus far, of course. Script problems, what else? But Norman's going to direct it.
With you? In it, I mean.
That's the lie they're telling at the moment.
Then it must be true. Ah, thank you.
Cheers.
What's the subject? Cheers indeed.
No one's supposed to know.
And what is it?
It all happens in Paraguay, most of it.
You're going to be Madame Lynch.
Who told you that?
You did 2 seconds ago. You'll be perfect.
You don't think I'm too old?
Terrific subject. Too old? You'll never be too old.
Did you read something about it?
Years ago. Everything. I got very interested in Paraguay for some reason, Madame Lynch and Lopez and all that, and only recently I found out what I didn't know, which was that my son had actually gone to Paraguay and was living there for quite a while.
You know why we're here, don't you?
To allow God to work his purpose out as year succeeds to year, aren't we?
Norman and me. Because Carlo knows it'll wind Mike up. Carlo Pavlidis runs Albatross.
Good old Carlo, as some say.
Mike cancelled Carlo's deal with Transworld. One of the first things he did. Albatross brought Carlo in from the cold. Well, from Palm Springs, actually.
Freezing at this time of year.
And just about the first thing he did was suggest we come out.
Very wise, very flattering.
He'll do anything he can to bug Mike. That's really what it's all about. The more publicity I get as his ex-wife working for his new best enemy, well, the more it stirs things up.
People like Carla the Greek don't make movies just to annoy other people.
That could be why we're not making it yet.
Meanwhile, he is looking after you nicely, I hope.
God, yes. He's toted Norman off to Costa Rica. They're thinking of shooting it for Paraguay. It's cheaper.
So they've flown down on the private jet to save money.
Right. What are you doing here?
Nice of you to ask. You probably shouldn't have.
Working for Mike.
Under protest.
Which always raises the price. Do you know lots of people here?
A few. I always think I give them a call and end up having a solitary margarita waiting for Jill Talbot to come and sit at my table. Presumably, you're staying in the hotel.
Meaning I wouldn't be cruising the bar if I wasn't.
If you insist.
So, what is it that you're working on? Fatso.
I got out of doing Fatso, which is probably going to be a major, major hit. I'm doing something else.
Which you're not supposed to tell me about.
I'll give you a clue. It's the greatest American novel published this week. Mike spotted it, i.e. one of Mike's underlings who can read spotted it, but it was no more than a helpless little typescript, and here I am, to alter it out of all recognition so that people can say it's just like the book.
Fortune's Fool. Am I right?
Afraid so.
Loved it. Mm. Have you seen Mike yet?
Pleasure's to come. I need a good night's sleep first. If I wake up and find this is all a dream, I can get up in my own home and write something worth writing.
You love it, really, don't you?
Whoring! Don't we all? That lovely moment when the rich, ugly bastard crooks his finger and the old tart says, "Who, me?" How's Septimus?
Dennis has got him. He loves having him. He's at school all day, of course.
Of course. Do you want another one of those?
Better not. I've got this trainer I work out with, and he guesses things.
You're looking at me as if you know something I don't.